Okay, we continue in the Tanya. We're on page Resh Nun Beis. We're in the 15th chapter, the second section of the 15th chapter. We're talking about the Beinoni, and we resolved a contradiction in a pasuk in Malachi, where the pasuk says, see the difference between the tzaddik and the rasha, between the person who serves Hashem and the person who does not serve Hashem. And the Gemara there, so the question is, if you're a tzaddik, you're obviously serving Hashem. So how can you, it seems it's repeating itself. Tzaddik in Russia, serving Hashem, not serving Hashem. So which we learned in the last section, that there's a difference between the tzaddik and the one who is presently serving Hashem. Because we talked about the difference between being a servant Hashem and one who is serving Hashem. And we said, serving Hashem is going against your nature, fighting and struggling. The Oved Hashem, the Oved Elohim, is the Beinoni who's still struggling and still fighting to put down the animalistic Yetzahara. The Tzaddik, there ain't no Yetzahara anymore to deal with. And that's how we discuss the difference. So now, in this next section, the Rebbe is going to explain and go into, so what does it mean, the one who doesn't serve Hashem? Let's look at the second half of the pasuk. Between the Rasha and the one who doesn't serve Hashem. That also seems to be repetitive, isn't it? The Rasha doesn't serve Hashem. So what he's going to do in this, he's going to say there's a similar difference between the Rasha and the one who doesn't serve Hashem. It's not the same thing. We're going to have to explain in this chapter what's the difference between that. So the Baal HaTanya begins, Upe Beinoni, and in the Beinoni, Yesh Gam Kein Shtei Madregos. There's two levels within the Beinoni, which is the Oved Elohim, the one who is presently serving Hashem. And guess what? There's also the Beinoni who is described by the Navi as Vasher Lo Avodo, and the one who doesn't serve Hashem. What the Baal HaTanya is going to do in this chapter and show that what the Navi Malachi was trying to tell us is look at the difference of the Tzaddik and the Rasha. The Tzaddik is the Tzaddik. He doesn't have to deal with his Yetzer. The Rasha, who the Yetzer runs the show. That's one difference. And then there's a difference between the one who is Oved Elohim, the one who is serving Hashem now, who is struggling with his Yetzirah. That's the Beinoni, who is struggling against Hashem. And then between what? And the one who is not serving Hashem. We're going to see, as we're going to explain today, that that's referring to the Beinoni also, but a lower level Beinoni who's not struggling against Hashem. So we have to understand how what does that mean? And that's going to be the focus of this chapter. That's what this chapter is going to explain.
You're only losing the battle.
We're going to see. We're going to see. It's going to be all explained. Says the Chassidus Mavoris, Kishem Shatara Oved Elohim Mataras Beinoni, just like the term, the one who serves Hashem presently, is an explanation of a Beinoni. Gam kenato asher lo avado, also the description of the one who doesn't serve Hashem, who Torah Levon, it's also a description of Beinoni. Keep it Beinoni, actually, Yeshtei Madregos, there's two levels in a Beinoni. An Oved Elohim, one who is serving Hashem now, Vasher lo avado, and the one who's not serving. And it comes out that there's no repetition in the Torah at all. There's really four terms being described over here, no repetition. Tzaddik, Rasha, and within the Beinoni, the one who is serving Hashem, the one who's not. So you got to understand, wait a minute. If you're saying he's not serving Hashem, how can you say he's a Beinoni? That's the question that this chapter has to resolve. Continues the Baal HaTanya. Still in all, even though he's not serving Hashem, as it were, whatever those words mean, ain't a rush. He's not a rush. Why? Because again, remember, the Beinoni hasn't done one avera, not even the smallest avera. He's done all the mitzvahs he can do too. That's all the Beinoni. And learning Torah is equal to all of them. He doesn't stop learning. Now here's the point. The explanation says, Gam HaTorah Asher Lo Avado, even the description that says, and the one who doesn't serve him, still Medav Beinoni. He's speaking about a Beinoni. He never did a sin his whole life. He did all the 630 mitzvahs. So, and now that, and he's careful not to waste time from Torah. Even though that's a very hard thing. And he still considers almost not serving Hashem. So what does that mean? Ella says the Baal HaTanya, the reason he's called he doesn't serve is because she'eino osa shum milchama miyetzer. He doesn't have to fight any battles with his yetzer. Lenatzko, to defeat it, al yedei or Hashem hamer al nefesh al kishu b'moch hasher aleif. He doesn't have to fight and defeat the yetzer through the illuminating light through his godly soul, and that's in his mind that controls the heart, as we mentioned before. He doesn't have to. What does that mean? Nisbarla, I already explained earlier, what Shatoar Oved Elohim, the description of one who serves Hashem. Why do we call someone, what does it mean he's serving Hashem now? What do we say serving Hashem means? This is dealing with the war with the Yetzer. Serving Hashem means you're fighting a battle. There's something hard that's going on. And Shervonim Ragil, but MSF, whatever you give, for a regular guy, that's a hard job. Because of the strength of that animalistic soul, I gotta fight it. It's a very difficult battle for a person. Because by himself he can't defeat it. But the divine assistance helps him win. Kolosher Rebbe Lass, the Rebbe explained in the 13th chapter, Shekobu Shporko Omed Liamin Evyon Vozer Rebbe Lass Shokis, the Shem stands to the right of the impoverished and helps him and illuminates his godly soul. He's fighting a battle. And we're going to skip the bracket. But there's, that's the typical Benoni we explained in the last chapter. Ach Benoni Zeh, but this one we're calling the one of Lo Avadu, the one who isn't serving Hashem. He's not making any effort and any battle to overcome the Yetzirah.
Why? He doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to. We'll see why. Explains the next line of the Tanya. Because his Yetzirah doesn't stand up against him to stop him from learning Torah and serving Hashem. He doesn't have to fight him. Kigal, for example, he's the kind of guy, shumasmid bilimudo, he's diligent in his learning, bitivo, naturally, mitolato. Because remember, there's certain natures within a person. Just like the real tzaddik, we said there's certain people gifted with souls, that are incredible souls that only very few people get. Well, even in the Benoni world, you can be gifted that you happen to enjoy studying. You happen to enjoy studying. You know, there are people with natures that like to be wild, the big Yetzirahs. And even in the Goyish world, they have certain, you know, the librarian. Yeah. they're not interested in, you know, there are Goyim, believe it or not, who didn't watch the NBA championships last night. There are many Goyim who didn't watch it.
You're right.
Because sports doesn't interest them. There are many Goyim who don't drink beer on weekends. There are many Goyim who are not interested in fooling around. You know, they have very, we'll say, cold dispositions, however you want to define it, very intellectuals. That's the way they are. So there's, because they have this type of melancholy. In other words, there's people who have a joie de vivre, and they got to take it all in, and they don't, there's no barriers for them. And there's others who are, you know, kind of boring, stick-in-the-mud individuals.
Called calculating.
Not even so calculating. It's just, they don't have big interests in life. It's not bad. It's not bad or good. It's just, that's the way their nature is. You know, they're not the kind of guy, I got to see the latest movie. I'm not interested. We'll call, for lack of a better term, we'll call them boring personalities. Although that's not a fair way of defining it. But they don't have that excitement and passion for life. They just, you know, put me in front of a book. You know, guy who likes to play chess.
What's wrong with that?
You know, likes to play chess.
I mean, they have other things that excite them, though. It's not boring.
Well, you know, but whatever, you know.
They have more of it.
But the world doesn't look at it as an exciting thing.
So you know, what the world?
Person, no, the bookworm.
How does the world look at Jewish people?
The bookworm or things like that. You have Goyish bookworms that are like that, you know, quote unquote, the nerds of the world. You know, whatever. But they don't have these Yetzirahs. They just don't have them. He doesn't have a yetzer to look at pretty women. He just doesn't have it. He doesn't have a yetzer to fress. He just doesn't have it. There are people like that. There are healthy people who just not eating doesn't do it for them. They like to paint. Whatever. So you could be a goy that way. So if you happen to be born in a frum family, so what do? They put a Gemara in front of you. When you're 6 years old, they put a Mishnayos in front of you, and you like to do what you're good at, and you're intelligent. God gave you a brain. So you're kind of introverted. So therefore you enjoy learning. If they would have put a science book in front of you, then you become a scientist. These people who are the big scientists in the world, they're usually not such exciting people, but science excites them, right? So that's the therefore, what's the biggest thing? And they're not lazy. Could be they're born with healthy constitutions. That's not a tzaddik. It's not lazy. So they know to get up in the morning. They know they're the kind of people who like to do what's right. So they happen to be born Jewish, and you were taught what's right is you get up in the morning, you daven, so he doesn't. He just doesn't. There's no Yetzirah. He doesn't have those Yetziraharas. Okay. Now, to say he's filled with love of Hashem, we're not going to say that either. Because he wasn't gifted with this, you have to have certain passions, have love for Hashem. Right? He hasn't got that either, because he's a cold guy. Right? So we're talking about a guy who, remember, we said, to be a tzaddik, you have to have so much love for Hashem, that love is bursting, that there's no Yetzirah. Period. God. This guy, he's not bursting with love for Hashem. And there is a Yetzirah there. It's there, but it just doesn't do much.
Not interested.
He's not interested. He hasn't done anything to push it up. He's just not interested. He doesn't, it's other people, like in the last section, the Yetzirah every day sign. I don't want to learn, I want to play. I want to look at pretty women. I want to fress. I want to do all these things. You got to fight it all day long. So you're a Bein Ami. This guy doesn't have to fight. Okay, we'll read it inside the explanation.
So, Rabbi, between a tzaddik and a Bein Ami who does not have to fight, there's very little difference.
There's still a big difference because he has not taken out the Yetzirah.
But he doesn't have to fight anymore. So there.
No. It's still there. Well, there's much more to read. It's another five pages. Okay, six, seven. Seven. Well, there's another seven pages. So let's.
Seven pages, Paul. There must be something.
You have to explain something. I explained a little too much right now. So
okay.
Okay. Let's see the commentary.
The cat got a little out of the bag.
Let's say some commentary. There are certain people, even with their natural animalistic souls, they like to learn wisdom. That's all. Their minds and intellects are constantly connected to that. Come on, let's say the big philosophers of the Goyish world, Plato, Socrates, and these people, right? They're big, big people. They weren't missing anything. They were looking for all the pleasures of the world. They weren't lacking them. It was there. They left all the pleasure of the world because they really liked wisdom. They loved wisdom so much. Like other people love, like steaks and hamburgers. Einstein. You think Einstein cared what he had for lunch? So yeah, the Briskarov didn't care what he had for lunch, and Einstein either. Both of them, their wives would prepare lunches for them, and they wouldn't eat them.
They say that Salk, when he was preparing the polio vaccine...
Yeah, Salk, that's it. He wouldn't eat lunch.
He'd come in the morning, he'd leave in the morning, it's 5:30, come home at 10 at night, and didn't eat his lunch.
Didn't eat at all.
Because that wasn't their interest. That's just their nature. Because they had a certain type of melancholy, as it were. Therefore, they really were interested in wisdom. Other things didn't interest them. Okay, but you saw you could find it in a Jew. You can find it in nature. But when you're a Jew, thank God, this nature leads you to what Jews are supposed to be doing. Like learning Gemara. He'll learn day and night. Because it's really interesting for him. That's how you have for this Benoni. We call him Asher Lo Avado. He doesn't serve Hashem. Why? Because humasmi bilimuda b'divin d'loso, because he is always learning by nature. He doesn't need to make the effort to fight over the nature of the animalistic soul that wants all these pleasures of the world. Next page. Let's just read some more, please.
I think we'll read some more, guys.
Let's continue. So the Tanya continues now. He doesn't have a war with lust for women.
Yes.
Because there's a cold nature.
Cold.
Right? Tavis nashim navas mitavachamis, because the drive for women, you have to be a little bit hot-blooded. Latino blood in you, as it were, right? But it's maybe your nature is to be cold. As the Gemara says, Achav ish mitzunanayu. Achav was a cold type of person. So they didn't have to fight any battles. V'chein, it similarly says the Balatanya, v'shar tenugia l'mazehu mechusar ergesh anabitivo. And the same is with other pleasures. Right? He doesn't feel he's missing anything. Explains, Adam shu mechusar ergesh anabitivo, a person who's missing those feelings, doesn't quickly run after the pleasure of this world. Like food, luxuries, they're not into it, they couldn't care less. These people, these big scientists, you know, they don't even know if they have their ties on, their shirts or look, their dress not so cool. They don't have to look fancy. Therefore, says the Baal HaTanya, Lechein, Ein Tzarich Lisboinin Kol Kach Begedulas Hashem. You don't have to reflect so much in the greatness of Hashem. Wow, now it's come a nice chunk of explanation. Since this type of Beinoni, which doesn't have to work hard, so his Yetzer isn't working to knock him away from learning and serving Hashem because of the nature he has, he doesn't need lots of hard work. With a lot of reflecting on the greatness of Hashem. That you have to fight the Yetzer to not be enclosed within the parts of the body. He doesn't have to do this. Klomar, mean to say. What is the straight and most successful way to overcome your Yetzer Hara and to control the Taivas of the heart? It's by adding on reflection in your mind of the greatness of Hashem and arousing the love of Hashem and the fear in your heart during davening. So therefore you can have that as residual effect to fight against Yetzer the whole day. As we explained earlier, it's all in the brackets over there. Next paragraph. Avoda zu, this work, shalis eris, avav yir, belev, kolos, kamashlovim. This work to arouse love and fear incorporates many levels. First, he has to use the chachma and bina in his brains to know how great Hashem is, as we explained earlier. Because chachma and bina, that's the father and mother that spawns love and fear of Hashem. When you think about the greatness of Hashem. Next page. So, you have to think so much in your mind about the greatness of Hashem. Until what? Next words of the Tanya. You have to spawn from that a spirit of Das. What's that? The explanation is, Ruach Das, Balokas in Yonah, what does it mean to have a spirit of Das in godliness? The thoughts are so implanted, so strong. That makes that the love and fear of Hashem is true and not just fantasies. In other words, it's real. Das means it's real. It's so real in your mind how great Hashem is, so the love and the fear that comes out is real too. This is work now. Yiras Hashem b'mocho, and he's got to put lots of effort to fear Hashem in the brains. Lishamar shalavad al misalos, to say, to be carefully not going to transgress any mitzvahs. Right? Explains. So the Yiras Hashem keeps away from doing averos. Skip the commentary. It's all it's obvious. Next lines of the Tanya. We have us Hashem believe, but the love of Hashem, where does that come? L'dafka v'kiyam mitzvahs, to cleave to him when you're doing mitzvahs, to talmud tekenet and kulam, and learn to ezekul all of them. So the commentary says, lach, Hashem, all the b'malach, here's Hashem. Once you have in your mind a fear of Hashem, shuv yisrael l'vivav Hashem, then is aroused the love of Hashem. And obviously, where does this love bring you? Maybe us l'dafka v'kiyam mitzvahs, to cleave to Hashem in the full mitzvahs. Because love is the source of all the positive mitzvahs. Mm. And the truth is, you can't cling to Hashem without doing 248 mitzvahs. Someone loves Hashem and wants to cleave to Hashem. He's going to cleave to all the mitzvahs. Especially Torah, connected kulam, that's equal to all of them. Because through learning Torah, you get much closer to Hashem. Amnam, however, calls that's all the person who has a Yetzirah that's strong. You gotta fight against him. But a Benoni who naturally just likes to learn. He's cold in his nature. And so he doesn't have any battles to fight the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is not standing in his way. He doesn't have to reflect so much about the greatness of Hashem. To spawn the fear and the love of Hashem, to be careful and not to have avarice and to do mitzvahs. What's enough for him? Says the Balatanya. Eladailo be'ava misuteres. It's enough for him, that hidden love we talked about. Asher belev kloso, which is in the general heart of any Jew. Shenikru ove shmo, because all Jews are called the ones who love his name. Explains the Balatanya. So, at the end of the day, but still in all, the Jew does need some strong cause that pushes him to learn Torah specifically, to do mitzvah specifically, and not to be busy with other needs of the body. I mean, a person like that could be doing a lot of other non-religious things, even though he's got that temperament. Parnassa. He could be a guy who's very into Parnassa, responsible Parnassa. That was going to be the guy's the accountant and or whatever, not an exciting personality, but he's working 70, 80 hours a week because he wants to be responsible.
Or it could be anything, not good, in Torah.
Whatever, but or he really likes National Geographic.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever it is. Right. So, and that's what he says in the examples. Come on, so this Parnassa, Barachavi, so he has to have a nice Parnassa. Not that he's a guy into luxury, but you know, I want to be responsible, self-made man, whatever. Self-made. Not to be busy with other learnings, wisdom that's not the wisdom of Torah. But since he doesn't have a Yetzirah standing in his way, so how are you going to be careful to the mitzvahs? Right? Even though there's no Yetzirah, but so none of the Yetzirah do Averis. But why should I get up for davening? He has to remember there is a hidden love. He has to know, after all, I am a Jew. After all, I do have some kind of love for Hashem. Klomer. Every Jew with a holy soul has a portion of a neshama inside of him. Because he has a natural love that's hidden for Hashem. Right, skip the brackets. The avasu yeshu, but I'm telling you, the person always has this. So every Jew naturally, even without working hard, next page, you have, for every Jew, so for every Jew comes naturally, kamin yoni, karmi v'shem. So if you do many Jewish things, konamun v'shem, to believe in Hashem, we're called maminim b'nei maminim, the ability to give your life up for Hashem, things like that. So you're proud to be a Jew. Right? That Jewish pride. So Jewish pride, you happen to be put in front of Gemara. So you'll have Jewish pride to learn Gemara. And, if you're a guy which you like all the pleasures in the world, so that hidden love ain't going to do nothing. Yeah, I love being a Jew. Yeah, but also love women. So forget it.
Right? Jewish women.
But if you love being a Jew, if you love being a Jew, but you don't have this great love for women and wine and song, so you're just loving, being a Jew just naturally takes you along. So, okay, so I'll do mitzvahs all the time. I don't have to fight. Amnam kasher yesh adam is nagus avodas shamitzat teva gufal nafshav. When the person has confrontation, there's opposition from the animalistic soul. As I said, you see, I gave a reading, he's bonus, kidela, holy dove, Hashem, Yisham, biskalis, lavavo. Then you gotta work hard to reflect, to spawn a love and a fear of Hashem that reveals itself, that comes out in the open. Vichliskabel, team to overcome his nature. Akashir, guven, nafshah, bahamis, animal, namu, Hashem, but his animalistic soul isn't fighting him. As a kedelio sar me rav ose tov bepo mamish dailu lusker lahosi malibo lavas shem asur spilibo semas pikel semas kala. But to stay away from, even though you don't have an analytical soul, you can still do bad things. You can still be wasting time from learning.
Exactly.
That sort of, you're not into heavy duty averos.
But that too is.
But even a person like that might want to hear some lashon hara.
Right. So there's always a fight.
Nah, but it's not a Yetzer pushing you to do real terrible avers. It just gets you off track a little bit. That's all. It's not like you have a burning. I have to watch the basketball game. No, you don't. I don't care about the basketball game. You know, so I'd like to put in a few more hours. Yeah, okay, but you love Hashem, you won't put in a few. If you're putting in a few hours more because you want to have a lot of tivus, then it's gonna be hard to not go to work. But putting in a few hours because you want to be more responsible. Okay, so you love Hashem more, so you'll get by. Right? So then, just a little bit, there'll be enough. Alright? So, but that's what he means. So even though he says, you know, you don't have to reflect at all, it doesn't mean you don't have to reflect at all. You gotta remember, you do have a holy soul, and you have stuff like that, and there is a love for Hashem. But, you know, and that's there. That's naturally there. And you're not going to have too much of a struggle. You really won't. You know, just a little bit. Just bring out that love. A regular Baal Taiva, as much as he knows, he has a love for Hashem. You know, you love Hashem. I love Hashem, but I can't overcome it. I'm sorry. So the guy who doesn't have the big yeshua, I love Hashem. So I'll make sure to learn more. That's all. But he really doesn't have to work. And look what I'm skipping the footnotes 19 and 20 are basically saying everything we've been saying. Basically, let's try to cover some ground. Well, so go to the left side.
It's close to
I'm telling you.
It's close to the time.
I know. So let's just do one more line. Okay. Ulechein. The next page, Rishon Tess. Ain't a nikra oved klal. He's not called a servant klal at all. Kiyavuz amasuteres ain't a pulusov avodasa klal. Because that love, that hidden love, really that ain't any effort. It ain't any effort to let the hidden love come out. That's there.
That's an inheritance.
The Russia who's filled with regrets, the hidden love is there. He's just filled with regrets. That's what makes you filled with regrets. That's all it does. Elohi Yerusha Seidim of Santa Claus. So that's the inheritance we have from our patriarchs. Kamashi is part of the common as will be explained later on. So we're going to have to leave a little bit for next week. But you can see that there's certain Jews. Now, that he still ain't a tzaddik. Because the tzaddik has this burning love for Hashem. And that burning love for Hashem, it's like, forget it. He doesn't even have to, there's nothing. He doesn't have to even worry about watching National Geographic. It's like, that's disgusting for him too. To be, oh, that's not so disgusting, but I'm not drawn to it like a magnet. So that's another Benoni. We call him the lucky Benoni.
Lucky
Benoni. He happened to be, born that way.
Lucky Benoni. He's lucky.
You know, I think every Benoni has his challenges. There are different kinds of challenges. I mean, someone's a workaholic, will want to work on Shabbos, so they're challenged every Shabbos.
No, he's not. He doesn't have such a drive, such a passion. He doesn't have that at all. He says, you know what, it's enough. I don't have to work that much. I don't have... The workaholics on Shabbos, it's because they want to have luxury.
They have a drive to listen to music in the 3 weeks, and they stop themselves from doing
so, you know, a Jew doesn't listen to it finished.
He's got the natural soul.
He doesn't have these drives. He doesn't care about the luxuries of this world. He doesn't care about the pleasure of this world. Isn't that kind of nature.
Everyone has something that they're passionate about that's not...
No, the problem with these people is they're not passionate.
Yeah.
Their davening isn't on fire.
They lack the passion.
And they're not working hard. They don't have to worry. It comes easy for them to be good Jews. But they're still Benonis because they're not on fire.
Fire.
Okay, have a good Erev Shabbos. We'll talk more next week.
To be continued.
To be continued. It's a